Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Yes, sir. One more time. We got a big day, man. We welcome you in here to the Tuesday, July 15th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling. Let me hit that button right there. Yep.
In God mode himself.
KC's out this week.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. Alongside, man, that's how we roll. Super producer Jesse Tapia, man, we are thrilled that you are here with us. I mentioned we got a big, busy day as we were just talking with the insiders a couple of moments ago. The host of my favorite podcast, the Dissect Podcast, Cole Kushner. He is from Sacramento, lives in Sacramento, is a huge Sacramento Kings fan. He's going to be with us coming up at 1:15. Of course, we'll talk Kings basketball with Cole, man, but we're going to talk podcasts. We're going to talk Dissect. We're going to talk music. I'm like legit really, really excited to talk to Cole. If you've never listened to the Dissect podcast and you're a fan of music, you got to peep that joint out, man. Absolutely incredible. Strista Tuesday, Strista Crick will be with us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. I believe she is still in Las Vegas at Summer League, as she does every single year. Spend some time out there, so we'll chat with her coming up at 2 o'clock. And then of course our man Jason Jones, the professor from The Athletic, will be with us here at 3:15. And shout out to everybody who stayed for the game, because I didn't do it. There was no one, with all due respect to some of those brothers who were playing late in the fourth quarter. This game ended in the third. You could probably make an argument it was over in the second. A 58-26 run from the Sacramento Kings that stretched from the beginning of the second quarter to the end of the third put a very clear end to this game. And then it just became, you know, trying to watch players, trying to look for certain things, look at different tendencies, figure out, okay, what does this guy do? What does this guy do? And it's, hey, man, shout out to all of those guys who are out there working for sure. I see what I needed to see. I saw Neek. You know, I saw Devin Carter. I thought it was a fine performance from Devin Carter, but a lot of those guys who played late, I wasn't necessarily interested in. It was a bummer to not see Maxime Renault out there. No idea if his summer league is actually over or if that was just, we missed because of the sore wrist from something that happened on Saturday. I do know that the Sacramento Kings play their next game tomorrow. It will happen during this show. We'll have a nice little watch along here. We'll watch Neek, assuming he plays. We'll watch Devin, assuming he plays. Hopefully Max does play, but we'll watch all that together. And I don't know how much more these guys are going to play. I was listening to our buddy Matt George this morning on the Locked On Kings podcast, and he was talking about, man, go win the summer league. No one's ever won it 3 years. Shoot, go win it. And one thing I love about it, this fan base would appreciate it. This fan base would absolutely appreciate winning the summer league. Why not? Win something. I ain't going to turn my nose up at it. I'll take it. Give me a dub. Put a summer league banner up. Put a summer league sticker up for all I care. Just give me something. But it's been enjoyable to watch these guys play, and knowing that Max was going to be out last night, man, being able to focus most of my attention on Neek, I didn't feel like I really had to watch Devin again. We'll talk more about him as the show progresses. Also, we'll open up the phone lines for you if you want to dive in throughout the day. You know how it is when Casey's not here, man. Y'all act as the co-host, 916-909-1320. For those who want to jump in again, 916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kia talk line. But knowing Max wasn't going to be there, it was like, all right, I kind of saw what I needed to see from Devin already. I expect him to be just fine in that game, which is exactly what he was. So I could focus all of my attention on Neek. And again, with all due respect to the Joneses and Isaiah Crawford and some of those other guys out there, that's who I was focused on. I wanted to see Neek. And Neek has continued to be, man, just good. Like, I wish I could come up with like a better SAT word for it. Like, Neek has been good. There isn't an element of his game that I haven't enjoyed watching. I thought he was great yesterday. I thought he scored in a lot of different ways yesterday. And he had like 9 in the first quarter, I think. And the great part about, like, Neek was flirting. That would have been, 9 points. That would have been his third. That would have been his third double-digit quarter of the summer league. So I'll take that. First three games, hey, I'm with that. He's shown so many different elements to his game, man. It has been really enjoyable to watch. And this is kind of the thing that we were talking about with Kyle Mattson and James Hamm just a heartbeat ago on the Insiders. Neek being drafted at 24 is such a... it's such a relaxing luxury for Sacramento Kings fans. Like, if Neek was drafted in the top 10, there wouldn't be this, hey, man, this is cool. Hey, this works. Hey, this is a good look. Hey, oh, I'm joining. Oh, man, the kid can go. That wouldn't really exist. It'd be like, yeah, this is what you expect of a top 10 pick. Yeah, this is what you expect of a lottery pick. And then as you see him playing summer league, and it's not like, man, I feel like a lot of the conversation is, I really hope this translates. Or how is this going to translate when all of the big boys hit the floor? How is this going to translate with Zach LaVine in the Kings uniform, with DeMar DeRozan out there, with DeMontis Sabonis, Keon Ellis, Keegan Murray, all these different guys? How is this going to translate for Neek when he's out there? Now, we don't know the answer to any of this, but these are all questions that we can ask, and there's asked with a certain level of almost relaxation and understanding. Because on draft night, who had expectations? When the Sacramento Kings entered that, was it Wednesday night? Thursday night? I think it was Wednesday. When they entered that first round of the draft without a pick, they wind up trading in late, make that deal with the Oklahoma City Thunder, grab Neek Clifford, And you, I mean, immediately everybody goes and watch the highlights, goes and watch the tape, searches articles, try to find draft profiles, does all of those different things. And then you're like, oh man, cool, look like a good ball player. But no expectations. You traded in to the 24. Again, this isn't a Trey Lance situation where you traded up to the top of the draft to get him. No, you traded into 24 to get a player that you very clearly liked. They said there was a handful of players that the Sacramento Kings liked. There were a handful of teams that if those guys were on the board, the Sacramento Kings felt like they could make deals with and get those guys. Clearly, Neek was one of them. Clearly, Oklahoma City was one of them. And everybody felt good about that. Now you're starting to watch him play. It's like, man, I think this dude is good. I mean, he's solid. He looks composed. He looks chill. Like, he doesn't look like the game is too fast for him. He doesn't look like the game is overwhelming for him. He looks, Neek Clifford looks like an NBA basketball player. He damn near looks like a vet at this point. Now, there's one footnote to his game yesterday that if you want to pick something apart, this is the part you can harp on. And everyone who watched knows where I'm going with this. And it's the turnovers. Brody led the team with 5 turnovers. And when you're having a conversation, even if it's just amongst us, even if it's something that Scott Perry maybe just throws out there on the Summer League broadcast. Anytime you're having a conversation about a potential point guard role, you gotta tighten up that column in the box score. You can't turn the ball over that much. And this is, you know, there were frustrations last year prior to De'Aaron Fox being traded where, you know, that turnover number for him would be too high. There was a stretch of basketball last year where it felt like Domantas Sabonis couldn't control the basketball and like he was, you know, registering, you know, 12, 13, 14 turnovers in a 3-game span. And it's like, yo, what's up with Domas right now? But Domas, De'Aaron, were the guys who primarily had the ball in their hand. Neek will almost certainly never be the guy who primarily has the ball in his hands. Which is why that number 5 is too high, especially 5 and 23. Yeah, that's too much. But that is attempting to pick apart. That's attempting to find something in last night's game. With Neek, that's attempting to find something over the course of the last 3 games that you can kind of harp on and be like, ah, we got to get better here. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's these coaches' job. Saw Doug Christie courtside last night. That's DC's job. Like, hey, man, you're doing a lot of good things, right, young man? But we can't turn the ball over like that. In summer league, it's no big deal. We win in that game, easy work. In the league, we can't turn the ball over that many times. Can't do it. Kings had 17 turnovers. Not a death number, for sure, but, like, too high, especially when 5 of them come from Neek, and 4 of them come from Mason Jones. That's 9 turnovers between those two right there. So, again, if there's something you want to pick apart, that's it. But everything else, and I'm not sweating the turnovers. I'm just presenting conversation. But that's it, man. Couple of step backs last night. 3 of 3 from 3. Brother hit both of his free throws. I mean, 7 of 8. Like, he was solid from the field. As silly as this statement sounds, I thought the Kings were really good defensively last night. I thought Devin Carter actually was great defensively last night. We'll talk about it. We're just getting started. We're thrilled that you're here with us. Cole Kushner coming up in about 1 hour from now, host of the Dissect podcast. Really, really excited for that conversation. Trista Crick, 2 o'clock. Jason Jones, final hour of the show. You all day. On the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Having a conversation about music during the commercial break with the Chatty House. If you've never taken part in the Chatty House, man, it's always fun. Love those listening on 98.5 FM HD2, 1320 AM. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, the iHeart app, wherever you at, man, we appreciate you. But it's definitely a different experience over on YouTube.com, twitch.tv/ESPN1320, youtube.com/ESPN1320. We'd like to continue conversations through the commercial break. And as I was saying just a few moments ago, Cole Kushner, who hosts the Dissect podcast, which is just an absolutely incredible piece of work. He's going to be with us coming up at 1:15, and that naturally led to a conversation about music, some of the music that has come out recently, including the Clips, really, really good album. Justin Bieber, no cap, dropped an incredible album on Friday. 21 tracks, really, really good for me. Hands down, Justin Bieber's best album by far. Certainly his blackest album. Like he was channeling his inner soul child with that one. Like he little soul child, little Weekend in that new Justin Bieber album, man. Really good. But Brett asked what I actually, this is a really good question. He says, D-Lo, how do you listen to music? I like laying down in a dark room with over the ears headset. I'm all for that. That type of thing, though, is reserved for specific albums. If an artist that I'm looking for forward to dropping is coming out, like that's what I'll do on a Thursday night. I'll get the over the ear, you know, I'll get the Beats joints or the over the ear AirPods, and I will try to sit down and listen to the music. I'll even do that for artists I don't like. I'll do that for Drake because I want to try to respect the album, and I love listening to music at a kind of a higher than healthy volume. The one that threw that whole thing in the loop was GNX, because GNX dropped without any warning. It just hit. And I had to find time to listen to it. Before starting the show, I had just recorded a segment for KSFM that airs every day while we're here, that focuses on the new music, and immediately had to delete it, listen to the GNX album, get a feel for it, and then record the segment all over again, because obviously that's what everybody was going to be talking about throughout the day. But I do love music. I do love the art of music, and I try to respect the artist who put together an album and listen from beginning to end before making any judgments on it. Aldrin J says, I like listening to new albums in the car. Man, I'm 100% with that. That's partly because, though, I like listening at a high volume. Turn the music up a little bit. It's probably going to sound good to me. But that's how I enjoy listening to new music. And then if I really like the album, that's when it moves to workout music. Like, if I'm really, like, kind of feeling the album a little bit, I'll throw it in while I work out and pay some attention to it. And I can kind of just have it playing. Maybe don't have to super focus on it, like, first listen. But I feel like there's certainly an art to music, and I try to respect that art and the work that those artists put in, which is one of the reasons I'm so excited to talk to Cole Kushner coming up in about a little less than an hour now. Plus, he's a Sacramento Kings fan. So, well, he knows what we're all going through. So we'll talk to Cole again coming up at about 1:15. My man will be with us. We talked mainly about Neek Clifford to open the show and the performance that he had last night in the Sacramento Kings. Dominant Summer League victory against the Phoenix Suns last night, 94-86 for anyone who cares what the final score is. But the Sacramento Kings are 3-0, and you know, I'll reference my man Matt George again, who's like, "Hey man, maybe go out there and win Summer League." I mean, there's no notebook, handbook, rule book that says you have to shut down your main guys. You don't have to shut down Neek Clifford. You don't have to shut down Maxime Renault. You don't have to shut down Devin Carter if you don't want to. You don't have to shut down any of these guys. If you really want to go out there and win Summer League, and I'm all for it, you probably are going to need those guys out there, at least some of them. Maybe you don't need Devin Carter out there. And I mentioned this earlier. I saw exactly what I needed from Devin last night. I asked for a game that was in the middle of the first one, which was not very good at all. And the second one, which was incredible, 10 of 13 from the field. That's exactly what he gave us. 7 of 12, 3 of 5, gave us, you know, you got to hit your free throws, Devin, but other than that, like, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to see from him. That was perfect. And perhaps most importantly, at least for some Kings fans, he was really good defensively. I thought the Sacramento Kings as a whole were really good defensively. It wasn't just Phoenix missing shots. Like, the Kings were doing some, they were doing some work on the defensive end, especially their backcourt with Devin Carter and Isaiah Crawford. I thought those guys were terrific. I thought those guys made the Collins dumb backcourt frustrated for a bulk of the game, which is why it wound up going the way it did through the third quarter. But I thought that was a great job by y'all. Give Isaiah Crawford credit for sure for what he did on the defensive end. But I'll continue to highlight Devin Carter, because I'm quick to tell you when I think he's not playing well. I'm quick to tell you when I don't think he's playing up to expectations, so I got to acknowledge when he's playing exactly the way I hoped he would. Devin Carter has done what I wanted him to do in this summer league. Again, first game was bad, but it's like, whatever. I feel better about the last two games. Like, if I can form an opinion on Devin Carter's summer league, yeah, I absolutely can. Because clearly, and we talked about this yesterday, clearly that first game that, you know, whatever it was, that Thursday night, Friday night, whatever it was, Brody just had an off night. For whatever reason, he just wasn't feeling it. He wasn't feeling the game. He wasn't feeling Vegas. He wasn't feeling his teammates. He just had no flow to him. It's not like he got substantially better from Thursday to Saturday. He just played substantially better by the time they got to Saturday. And then I said, if you give me a game that's in between those two, then, yeah, I'll settle in on, okay, he's having a solid summer league. And that's exactly what he did, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's having a solid summer league. The tough part in this, you know, Devin being a second-year player still falls into the same category as Neek and Max. And it's like, all right, this is cool, but how does this work into the rotation? Like, how does this work into the season? How does this work when DeMar is out there, when Zach is out there, when Keegan, Malik, Domas, all of those guys? How does it work when all of those guys are out there, and particularly perhaps in the case of Devin Carter, how does it work when all of those guards are out there? If you're Devin Carter, you got to stand out somehow. The question is, like, how? For him, it might be what he does defensively, which raises another question. At least it does to me. What does that mean for Keon? Like, you don't play these guys together, right? So do you have, like, I don't want to call them defensive specialists out there, but Keon, like, if you were to, like, Zach LaVine's the scorer, right? DeMar DeRozan is a mid-range guy, right? Like, there's something that you can define players by. Even, it, like, it just a quick, lazy definition. Oh, that's mid-range DeMar. Like, that's where he really excels. Zach LaVine's the scorer. He's got to have the ball in his hands. What's Keon? Oh, man, Keon is a tenacious defender. Great. What's Devin? Now, we don't know the answer to that. We have no idea what Devin Carter is yet. But when you have DeMar and you have Malik, even Dennis Schroeder, who's a little bit of both, do you ask Devin to lean on what he does defensively? A guy who could score if the opportunity presents itself. But when you zero, when you ask for that one sentence, what is that player? Do you want to say defense when it comes to Devin Carter? Like, you're not going to say, man, Devin's a knockdown three-point shooter. You want him to knock down to three, but that's not how you're going to define him. Oh, man, he can create his own shot like DeMar. I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's what he is. I think so far right now, you use, oh man, he could be pretty nasty defensively, which is great. That's what Scott Perry wants, right? That's what Doug Christie probably wants, right? Great. All right, you got guys who can play defense. The problem is you've got guys who can perhaps excel on the defensive end playing in the backcourt, both of them, and you probably don't want them to play together. Neither of them, even though we've seen Keon hit enough shots, neither of them are probably the best scorer. Right? It's not like one of those guys is a Zach LaVine on the offensive end and then a Keon Ellis on the defensive end. Like, all of those character traits are split into multiple different players. Zach LaVine is a really, really good scorer, not the best defender. I don't think DeMar DeRozan is a god-awful defender like others do. I don't think he's a great one. But he offers a lot in the mid-range. He offers a lot in the ability to go get a bucket. And so, in looking to fill out these principles that Scott Perry used to define what he wants the Sacramento Kings team to be, you've landed a couple of guys who fit those principles. They just kind of play in the same spot. Ideally, you'd want someone to maybe be your, you know, ideally Devin Carter's a little bit taller and he's your backup three, and you feel like now you have a really good defender in that backup three position. You have a really good defender in that backcourt, and you feel better about where you're at. But as has been the story of this offseason, it's too cluttered. The backcourt is too cluttered. And it's the constant, well, how are we going to make all of this work? It's the conversation from yesterday. The talent is there. The individuals on the roster, they're good enough. but does the collective work? Zach LaVine is talented. No matter how much he makes, no matter how much you might not like him, he's talented. DeMar DeRozan, talented. You can call him a ball stopper. You can call him an ISO bucket. It's fine. DeMar's talented. Domas frustrates me to no end, but dude can go. I recognize that. Like, Domas has more good moments than bad. Keegan, do we know exactly what he is? No, not yet, but he's talented. The roster is talented. It's just frustratingly unbalanced. And that boils down to not just position, not just backcourt, not just Keon, Dennis, DeMar, you know, all of these guys that we've talked about, you know, for the last couple of weeks. It also involves what they do well. And having two guys who are kind of defensive specialists, two guys who are really good on the defensive end, kind of in the same position, I don't know the value in that. Devin's biggest struggle this upcoming season might not be his game. It might be the fact that he's on the Sacramento Kings. It might be the fact that he's not going to get a ton of time to go out there and cook. He's not going to get a ton of time to show what his offseason looks like, or look like, I should say. Meaning the work that he put in with an entire offseason, no shoulder issues, no trying to figure things out on the fly, none of that. Like, if you were with me and James yesterday late in the show, and we'll talk, you know, a little bit more in-depthly about this, but the Paul George thing. Paul George having essentially what Chalmers made it sound like, essentially having that scope on his knee and looking to be reevaluated around the start of training camp, it's like, man, that's cute. He just eliminated his offseason. A guy who probably desperately needed the offseason, it just got eliminated. And it's a when you lose, that's what Devin lost last year. He lost the offseason and he lost the season. And now you're in the Paul George case, you're Philadelphia. Like, all right, let's get Paul George back out there as the season is underway. He's figuring out as he goes along. Devin was in a multitude of issues last year, dealing with the multitude of issues where he's coming off of the shoulder injury, which already had a lot of Kings fans on edge anyways, because they were frustrated. I was frustrated that the Sacramento Kings didn't draft a player that they could use right away because they didn't have that impact in free agency. It felt like, okay, at least there's one element that you can control. It's the draft. At least you can acquire talent through this specific way. It's the draft. And then to find out that the guy that you acquired through the draft not only is at that guard position again, which Kings fans are probably just frustrated with hearing about at this point. Oh, yeah, he's also injured. And so now you're Devin Carter. You're behind the eight ball. The fan base is frustrated. They wanted you to play right out the gate. They desperately needed you to play out the gate. None of this has anything to do with you, but you're also dealing with a roster in turmoil. Domas, DeMar, Malik, they're all sick of Mike Brown. Everybody knows better than Mike Brown does. Guys want Mike Brown out of here. All right. Ultimately, Mike Brown's gone. Del Christie takes over, and then Devin Carter becomes available to play. And so he's playing his first professional basketball game for a coach that wasn't the coach when he was drafted. All right, cool. By the way, Devin, we kind of stink right now, and it turns out we really needed your contributions about 2 months ago. So we're going to need you to go out there and be really good. And he wasn't. He was the exact opposite. Like, he was terrible. But he had no offseason. Like, not only did he have no offseason, he had no offseason in his rookie year. And I recognize I'm a big Devin Carter hater, and I do not give him as much leeway as he deserves. But taking all this aside, loving his performances through Summer League, starting to recognize what he might be able to do as a professional basketball player. I still don't know how it works. Like, giving him all of the praise, which I'm trying to do, I still don't know how it works. Like, what do you do with him? What do you do with him and where? Where do you put him in this rotation? Because it feels like you have to pick. And we entered this season feeling like you probably have to move one of these guys. This was after the play-in. This was after everything went south. This was after our first post-mortem show. This was as the off-season started wrong. The conversation kind of always stayed the same. One of the guards probably has to go. Is it Devin? Yeah, we think so. I don't think it'll be Keon. No one wanted it to be Malik. So we just kind of settled on the fact that it's Devin. And oh, by the way, through all of this, the Sacramento Kings got to go get a point guard. So now the Sacramento Kings go get the point guard and Dennis Schroeder. You weren't able to move any of those guys, and now it's starting to feel like you might have to move two of them. Because the fact is, and I will say this until someone, be it Neek, be it Devin, be it someone else, proves me otherwise, trying to play a guy at a position to fill a need, no matter how minimal you think it might be, is a bad idea. I don't think, this is my opinion, I don't think the Sacramento Kings love Malik Monk at the backup point guard position. I don't. Now, if Malik Monk remains on the roster and he has point guard minutes, sure, I could see that. Ideally, I do think they would rather go with what you would consider a traditional point guard, a floor general, a Russell Westbrook, a Malcolm Brogdon. I know Mark Jones brought up the name Ben Simmons last night. I'm fine with the idea of Ben Simmons. A tall point guard, floor setter, organizer, distributor, good defensively, potentially really, really good defensively, reduced role. It's fine with me. This is where draft stock and name become a problem. Because he was the number one pick, like if you can separate all of the Ben Simmons stuff from Ben Simmons, and mind you, all of the Ben Simmons stuff is associated with being the number one overall pick. It's being associated with, you know, the way things kind of went in Philadelphia. And it's being associated with all of the fallout since. And it's like, yeah, all of that's gone, though. You're asking him to take on a completely different role. Completely different. Could he do it? Yeah, sure. I'm absolutely of the belief he could. Absolutely. But that's what I think that the Sacramento Kings organization would prefer. I don't think, even with mid-levels and cap space and all of this different stuff, I don't think you can just go out and sign a point guard right now. And it's very clear the market has been set. Like, Ben Simmons, Malcolm Brogdon, Russell Westbrook, spin the wheel. It's not going to cost you much. It's the nature of this very odd NBA offseason. But you can't just go sign a point guard with the backcourt looking the way that it looks right now. I'm still of the belief Russell Westbrook will be a Sacramento King. If they're able to move one of these other guys, whether it's Devin, Malik, whatever, they've got to trade someone in that backcourt for them to go sign another point guard. I don't think that they like the idea of Devin Carter playing any point guard minutes, be it backup or third point guard. I don't think they want that. I don't think they want it for Neek either. They drafted Neek because he fit that position. They drafted Neek. One, clearly, he's good. Their scouting department did their job, but look at the position that he's at. Works. Needed for depth. Works works. They've got to trim some of these roster spots at that guard position. And I don't know how they do it because there's a lot of indication that they've tried. They've tried to shed some of those guys and can't. And whether that's disinterest in Malik, whether the $18 million is too high, whether there's a team with enough money to absorb that contract that feels good about it, whether he has the same value across the league that he does in Sacramento, whether it's Devin Carter being an unknown coming off of that rookie season, whether it's Devin Carter, you know, potentially not having the attitude that other teams are looking for, or whether it's just the giant question mark that still sits over Devin Carter's head. I don't know what team is the first one to go, oh, pick me. I'm going to roll with that. Let me go that completely under. There'll be teams to do it. There are always teams to do it. But I don't think the Kings are enamored with playing any of those guys in any sort of backup or third point guard role. I think they're significantly more interested in finding a true backup. And if Malik is still on the team, let Malik be the third point guard. Now, mind you, I think Malik Monk can be the second point guard. But I think there's something about Malik they're not feeling, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. Maybe they feel like Malik would be better in that two spot. Maybe they feel like Malik would be better as a scorer playing off the ball. Maybe they feel like Malik Monk will just be better somewhere else. I'm not sure. But I would like Malik and an actual point guard on this team. I don't want to talk about Devin Carter playing point guard minutes. I don't want to talk about Nick Clifford playing point guard minutes. I want you to have actual point guards playing point guard minutes. And that's what got the Sacramento Kings in a lot of trouble last year. Malik Monk trying to be the starting quarterback. And again, it wasn't starting quarterback, the starting point guard. It wasn't just Malik. There's obviously a series of things that happened in that stretch that put Malik in a really difficult spot to succeed. And then remember, he was just quietly moved to the back of the bench. Also, was Keon? There's a lot of questions, man. What's Keon's role in all of this? I don't have answers to any of this stuff. I'm just working through it. And I'm enjoying watching the Kings play summer league basketball. I don't care how minimal it is. I don't care. It doesn't mean anything. Particularly, I'm enjoying Neek. Hopefully, Max isn't done yet. Hopefully, he's got another game or two in him. And then even Devin Carter. If those guys shut down, like, that's fine. Like, I'll pay attention a little more passively than I did last night, but I'll pay attention. But those three right now are guys that we have question marks about how they will fit into the rotation. They're trying to earn their spot in the rotation for the Sacramento Kings. We didn't get a chance to really dive into this yesterday, but it's been funny reading more and more about it. And I know Rich Paul is talking right now. This LeBron James thing seems to be hanging over the league right now, and I'm not exactly sure why. We'll talk about that. Cole Kushner, Dissect Podcast, coming up in 30 minutes. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Cole Kushner, host of the Dissect Podcast, coming up 30 minutes from now. Cannot wait for, like, legitimately excited for that conversation. It's not often that I get to talk to someone that, I mean, I'm just a fan of. Like, I'm a fan of Cole's work. The Dissect Podcast is one of my favorite podcasts. I remember it was actually, if y'all remember, Ken Rudolph, him and I did the lowdown with Jason Ross, and Ken's wife was the one who was like, "Hey, have you ever heard this podcast Dissect?" And he was getting ready to drop the second season. And she was like, "Yeah, the first season was on To Pimp a Butterfly. And I know you love, you know, Kendrick, so you should listen to it." Man, I must have listened to that first season of Dissect like 10 times. Sometimes there are just podcasts where when I'm walking Sprout in the morning, like especially on the weekends, I don't want to hear about the Kings. I don't want to hear about basketball. I've caught up on Trista's podcast. Like I just want to hear stuff that in my mind can be mindless. And if it's something that I've already heard, it's like rewatching an episode of a TV show you like. Like, The Office is very relaxing to me. If I'm throwing on The Office, I know I can, like, put my feet up, might be able to take a nap, might be able to chill. Like, whatever. I know I can do that. That's the same way with podcast. And if I'm just looking for something to zone out to, it's like, yeah, let me put this To Pimp a Butterfly season on. Or he did a season on Damn also. It's just terrific. Just little nuances in an album that you might not pick up. And I feel like I listen to albums really, really closely. But it is a fraction of what my brother Cole Kushner does. I can't wait to learn about his process. Plus, if you don't know, Cole is from Sacramento. He lives in Sacramento. He produces his podcast in Sacramento. He is a Sacramento Kings fan. As a matter of fact, when we were emailing, trying to set this up, because I was trying to get him to the live show at Sky River a few weeks ago. And it didn't, you know, obviously it didn't work out, but he was like, "Oh yeah, like I'd love to come on the show. I'm actually watching you guys on ABC right now," when we were on with Matt George. So I thought that was, I thought that he was pretty dope. He's aware of the Chatty House. He's aware of this show. So I'm excited to talk to him coming up here in just a little bit. LeBron James, I understand that LeBron James is that player who gets everybody's attention. I understand he is clickbait. He's engagement farming. Like, I get it. I understand that ESPN used the opportunity to say LeBron James didn't want to join our broadcast because, quote, I ain't got nothing to talk about. And that was a big story. Rich Paul doing I think SiriusXM today. I can't remember what he was doing, but he's on a show talking about, yeah, just told LeBron to go enjoy his summer. I was like, all right, Rich, like, cool. Like, I believe you. And I don't know what people are looking for from Rich Paul, but I know he said, I think it was on that same SiriusXM appearance, that four teams have contacted him about trading for LeBron James. It's important to point that out. Remember, LeBron James has a no-trade clause. Him and Bradley Beal are the only two in the league with that. So while it feels like for the first time in LeBron James's career, he doesn't have any control, he actually still has quite a bit of control because of that no trade clause. And in the end, though, what is this all leading to? It feels like LeBron, maybe Rich, maybe the crew, meaning the collective, maybe they got their feelings hurt. For the better part, maybe for the entire part, of the 22 so far seasons of LeBron James's career entering an unprecedented 23rd, he's been in control. From the decision, from, you know, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, from all of that, like, he's been in charge of that. I'm coming home. In control, not Pat Riley, not Dan Gilbert, not Eric Spoelstra, not Mike Brown, not Byron Scott, not anybody else. The move to L.A. wasn't about Dan Gilbert, wasn't about Jeannie Buss, wasn't about Magic Johnson. It was about LeBron James. LeBron James has been in control. LeBron James has been able to keep the pressure on front offices by signing 2+1 contracts, by not signing, you know, the 4-year max contract extensions, the 5-year max contract extensions, by not locking himself up long term to where he can't make a move back to Cleveland, to where he can't make a move to Los Angeles. Like, he's never put himself in that predicament before. So the idea that he's here, he's entering the final year of his contract, he has an opt out. History has shown us, at the very least, LeBron will sign a 1+1 or a 2+1 or whatever and just remain in control heading into next year. And at season 23, that wouldn't even be crazy. At season 23, that makes perfect sense. This one seems to be about, because I wasn't sure, I absolutely did not believe LeBron James has played his last season. I didn't think that when the season ended that he had just played his last season. I thought, yeah, like, we'll, you know, next year might be the one, but we'll wind up seeing what happens when the opt-out time comes. And he opts in, and obviously there is a financial aspect to that. Opting out, you pretty much lose control if you're LeBron James and you opt out. Unless you're willing to sign for Trey Jones money, it's going to be difficult to find a squad, especially in today's economic climate, at least in the NBA. It's going to be difficult. So LeBron James retained a certain level of control by opting in and then putting out the Rich Paul statement, or Rich Paul putting out that statement, which admittedly was a bit confusing and sent everybody, like, you talk about the Dissect podcast, everybody was dissecting that Rich Paul statement. He's talking about the Lakers planning for the future. By the way, all of that looks to be real. Everything that Rich said looks to be accurate. There have been reports since then, that write-up by Ramona and Brian Windhorst a couple of days ago. There have been reports that, yeah, the The Lakers are absolutely trying to keep financial flexibility. They're trying to keep money available headed into the 2027 season. And it's like, oh, all right. Now, that doesn't mean they're not trying to win this year. It doesn't mean that they're Kings fans will be familiar. There's no indication they're taking a gap year. But there was a clear indication from Rich Paul and by default, LeBron James, they don't think this roster, this Los Angeles Lakers roster, is good enough to win a championship. That was very clear in what Rich Paul wrote, because he talked about building for the future. He talked about the Lakers building for the future and LeBron James wanting to win a title right now. That says they don't think that this Los Angeles Lakers team is built to win a title right now. And with the Los Angeles Lakers approach being, well, we want to maintain flexibility headed into this 2027 season or whatever, because we want to find the right guy to team with Luka Doncic, be it through a trade or be it through free agency. We want to make sure that we, the Los Angeles Lakers, have the ability to maneuver. And if LeBron is playing, playing peekaboo with retirement, well, then we need to take that dynamic out of the equation. If LeBron James wants to retire, he could retire after this year as a Los Angeles Laker. If he doesn't, we can talk about what it would look like for him finishing his career as a Los Angeles Laker. But I don't think it's a stretch to say he's not going to do it to the tune of $55, $56, $57, $58 million. Whatever his increase would be. I think he's 53 now, so that would put him up, what, at 58, 60? They're not going to do that. And the wild thing about that is, this is where analytics gets stupid to me. People last year tried to convince you that the Los Angeles Lakers weren't as good with LeBron James on the floor as they were off. Never happened in 22 years, or never happened in the 21 years prior, but some form of analytics told you, well, this is the case. The Lakers are just better without LeBron James. All right, cool. So take a 24-8-8 guy off the floor. What does it look like for Luka Doncic when he's gone? Because I feel like I have an idea. I feel like I have the answer to that. Bro, it looks like the Dallas Mavericks. That's what it looks like. So we're just going to put Luka Doncic back into this Dallas Mavericks situation where you're begging for the likes of PJ Washington? You're begging for the likes of anybody who can just come out here and help you get buckets, help you spread the floor a little bit. Austin Reeves going to help you spread the floor? Maybe. Not as well as he could if LeBron James was there. And again, I could be wrong, man. But it absolutely feels like this LeBron James Los Angeles Lakers thing boils down to nothing more than hurt feelings. And I'm not sure what the end game is for anyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.